it was a terrific performance. And we were really delighted. I mean, we started the season on the crest of a wave, really, by winning 3-0 away from home at Plymouth, which is a really good result for the team. And of course, there's such a good atmosphere on a night when you're playing a club that's only just come out of the Premier League. The momentum carries on, and Aston Villa were still in a sort of bit of a spiral downwards, really, from their terrible season last year in the top flight. And although they went ahead after about 5 minutes, we slowly fought back and took control, and you can see them wilting, their confidence just wilting very quickly. So yeah, it was a wonderful night for us, and obviously I'm dreaming of our doing it again tonight.
In terms of Leeds United, I think it's fair to say they're not the most stable of football clubs when you look at it from the outside, but also the fans, I think, would agree with that. What do you make of Leeds? You know, the one-time big name in the Premier League, been struggling in the, or trying to get out of the Championship for quite a while now.
Well, it is really sad to me because I have a great affinity with Leeds. I don't know whether you're aware, I went to Leeds University. So I had some wonderful years in the late 60s at Leeds and went to Elland Road loads and loads and loads. I was even in a crowd of about 63,000 in a cup replay against Sunderland when the crush barriers all went and people were thrown onto the pitch and ambulances came onto the grass and so on. It was a really dramatic night, Sunderland replay. So, you know, I have great sort of interest in Leeds United, and it saddens me to think that a club that was so excellent and right up there and won the title, of course, under Howard Wilkinson and so on, really saddens me to see that they sort of slumped so far down. Although, you know, you feel it is a sleeping giant, and any time now something will happen and they'll be on the way back. And, you know, Yorkshire needs a club like that right in the heart of the county to be up there flying the flag.
Now, just to put our attention back to Luton Town, and the journey that you guys have been on over recent seasons has been quite a big one. It involved going down to outside of the Football League, then coming back. How have you seen these last few years, Nick?
Yeah, you've said it. I mean, we talk about Leeds having a bit of a slump, but it's nothing compared to what we had. In fact, one of my greatest memories was the last game we played against Leeds at home, which was 2006. When we beat Leeds 5-1 and we were in the promotion places in the Championship. This is something like October 2006, right? That season, it never got better after that. We just slid and slid and slid and went down to League One after being in the promotion places, bear in mind. Then we got into administration and lost 10 points and went down again. And because we'd had three administrations in 10 years, we got docked another 30 points. So we started the season 2008-09 minus 30 and ended up out of the Football League in the conference. And it was absolutely devastating. Having once been in the top flight anyway, we'd won, you know, cups at Wembley and so on, and suddenly we were down in the conference. It was a real shock to the system and a real battle to keep the club afloat, keep the fans interested, keep that fan base strong and dedicated and committed. And slowly but surely we've got back up as a stronger club in terms of infrastructure, and hopefully, you know, we'll be back in the Championship very soon. But at the moment we're still in League Two, and it's a battle to get out of there. It's a battle to get out of whatever league you're in. But it has been a terribly difficult time for fans such as myself. I've been going there for 58 years now.
Nathan Jones, the man who's in charge of on-pitch matters at the moment, he's a rookie manager in the sense of first team, at least. I think he's done first team coaching and been assistant manager in places, but he's the first job for him. Quite a brave decision, or was there just something about him as soon as he became, you know, apparent to you, he was wanting to do the job, it was just obvious he was the man?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not part of the interviewing process, because as a BBC news journalist, reporter and so on, the BBC said if you can be chairman of your football club, you can't be involved in hiring and firing and so on, so I keep out of that. But I do know we were absolutely overwhelmed with applications for the job as manager, and there were loads of very well-known names who had all got experience in various divisions. But Nathan Jones is someone that absolutely struck my colleagues as a man with a mission, a vision, a youngster who had, you know, new ideas which he wanted to bring to the game. And we sort of saw a parallel with Eddie Howe, who was a young sort of unknown manager at Bournemouth and has done such wonders there in getting them into the Premier League. Incidentally, Bournemouth, the season we started on minus 30, they started on minus 17 in the same division, you know. They managed to stay up and end up in the Premier League. Interesting story there. But so we thought Nathan Jones was that sort of visionary with all the new ideas and a young man, early 40s. Everyone was absolutely bowled over by him. And so far, so good. He's terrific. The players seem to love him. And he's really introduced a very, very good style of football, which has been very effective so far.
And one final thing, your realistic hopes for tonight, Nick?
I wish you wouldn't ask me these things. It's so difficult. I mean, obviously, my hope is that we beat Leeds, say, 2-1 tonight. But my most important wish is that we don't let ourselves down, that we show how good we can be, that it's a cracking game of football. And even if Leeds, as they should, go away with the victory, that we've shown that we're a damn good team and we're on the way back. And I hope it's a great night for the fans. I think it's a sellout in the away end, and I hope it's a good night for the Leeds fans, but not too good.